Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her first name is Sondriel, the spell S-O-N-D-R-I-E-L. Last name Carlisle, C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E. And I submitted her information there.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And you can go ahead and complete the transfer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hello, Sondriel.
Hey.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Again, my name is Hannah, speaking on the recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Debo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you the one that had taken the Debo Provera shots yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So before we go ahead and move forward, I am going to go ahead and confirm some basic information about yourself. I have your first name here, Sondriel. That's S-O-N-D-R-I-E-L. Last name, Carlisle.
Can you speak up a little bit more louder for me, please?
Is this better?
Yes, ma'am. That's better. Thank you.
Of course. I have your first name here as Sondriel, which is S-O-N-D-R-I-E-L. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And last name Carlisle, which is C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E. Is that also correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I have a phone number here, which is 205-490-3060. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay. And have you already found an attorney to assist you on the Debo Provera case, or would this be your first time looking into it?
It's my first time looking into it.
Okay. So you would be able to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And did you take the Debo Provera shots for at least one full year, meaning you had at least 4 separate injections?
Yes, it's been more than, yes ma'am, it's been more than 2 years.
More than 2 years, okay, got it. And after taking the shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We're going to try to see if we are able to help you here, okay? When were you diagnosed? Do you have the exact month, day, and year?
I can't too self-remember. I know it was like 2022 or something like that.
Okay. Would you happen to know roughly the month? Was it at the beginning of the year, middle of the year, end of the year?
It was, I think like August. It was like August the 19th or 2020 or something like that. It was right up around that time.
Did you say 2020 or 2022?
2020.
Okay. And that was when you were diagnosed with a meningioma, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and put the day of diagnosis here then as August 19th of 2020. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
July the 20th, 1998.
Okay, and I have that as July the 20th of 1998. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had taken the Debo Provera shots and was affected similar to you or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. Was it the name brand Debo Provera that you were using?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And I know that you stated that you had used it for more than 2 years. When would you say that you started using it? Do you remember the year?
Like 2016.
Like
around June 2016.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put June the 1st of 2016. Is that correct?
Okay, you can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when would you say that you stopped using the Debo Provera shot?
August the 5th, 2020.
And you said that was August the 10th of 2020. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was that a yes?
Yes, ma'am. August the 5th.
Oh, the 5th. Okay, my apologies. Thank you so much. Okay, so I have August the 5th of 2020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and for the HIPAA consent forms, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And I have your first and last name here as Sandrielle Carlisle. Do you also go by a middle name or middle initial at all, or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And social?
You want delay for the full social?
Whichever you feel more comfortable with. Typically, we do ask for the full, but if you only feel comfortable giving me the last four, that's okay too.
Okay, it's 417. You can do the last 4-17-32.
You think that was 7372?
1-7-3-2, yes, ma'am.
1-7-3-2, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And I already have an email here for you. Let me know if this is still the best email. I have DeshaunCarlisle89@gmail.com. Is that still good?
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, perfect. And I have the phone number here for you as well. Okay, and what's going to be the best address for you?
4528 75th Street North, Birmingham, Alabama. 35206.
Perfect. And is that a house or do you have apartment number, unit number?
It's a house.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to you. I have 4528 75th Street North, Birmingham, mm-hmm. Alabama, 35206. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Okay, perfect. And besides being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other forms of cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and now I'm going to talk about your meningioma. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember their name or what hospital they were at?
Yes, ma'am. The hospital was the, his name is Dr. Weston Kelly. You want me to spell it out for you?
Yes, please, if you can. I appreciate it.
Dr. Weston, capital C. APEL.
PEL. Okay, got it. Perfect. I'll go ahead and put that in. And where did you see Dr. Capel? Did you see him at his office in Pelham?
Brookwood Baptist Medical Center.
Okay, got it.
It's the hospital.
Baptist. And I'm sorry, what city did you see him in Baptist? What city was that Baptist in? Did you say it was Brookfield?
Brookwood Baptist Medical.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, and that's in Birmingham. Okay, got it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, and was Dr. Capel the same doctor that treated you for your meningioma as well, or was that a different doctor?
Can you repeat that for me?
Was he the same doctor that treated you for the meningioma as well, or was that
He's
a different?
Same?
Yes, ma'am.
Same.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and for the actual depot shot itself, which was the doctor that had prescribed you the depot shots? Do you recall their name or the clinic that you went to?
You said which doctor, your doctor name? Ashley Wagner, you want me to spell it out for you?
Yes, please.
Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, mm-hmm. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R.
Perfect. Okay. And did you see her in Birmingham as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And she's the one that diagnosed you. I'm sorry, she prescribed you the depot shots, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And did you take the shots with her at the facility, or did she prescribe them to be sent home to your local pharmacy?
She took classes. She prescribed me to them.
And you had them there at her office, or did you have them picked up at a local pharmacy?
In her office.
In her office. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay, and at Dr. Capel's office, he is going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. We just like having another phone number in case, you know, this number gets disconnected.
Okay, 205. 512. 5756.
Thank you so much. And whose number is that?
It's my mother's.
Mother? Okay. Got it. And what's your mother's first name?
Sonya Carlisle. S-O-N-Y-A.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You both have such beautiful names. Okay, so I will go ahead and get this drafted for us now. If you're able to, are you able to put me on the speakerphone?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And let me just make sure everything on the consent forms looks correct. And then you'll get this sign, and that'll be the last of it, okay? You are confirming that you are indeed Sondriel Carlisle, residing at 4528 75th Street North in Birmingham, Alabama, 35206. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are confirming that your date of birth is July 20th, 1998, with the last four of social as 1732. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. You are going to be receiving a text message and email notification. So when it pops in, go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay. Okay, the dot sign is clicking up now.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, so whenever it does load, go ahead and click on the link. The website will load. The first question is just making sure it is you. The next question is a security check to make sure your email is correct.
Okay.
And then it'll say, please review and act on these documents. You're going to see where it says, I agree to electronic signature. Go ahead and click on that box and then click continue. Okay, perfect. You're in the document. Go ahead and click start to begin.
Okay, I did. So I sign it.
Yep, go ahead and sign it. Go ahead and click for the yellow box with the downward facing arrow.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I clicked on.
Yep, and then go ahead and sign it the way you normally do, or click where it says select style. It'll create one for you, whichever you feel comfortable with. And then whenever you're happy, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign at the bottom left.
Okay, I'm on the initial report. I signed it, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And then once you do hit all of the yellow boxes, all you'll have to do now is just click where it says finish.
Okay.
Okay. Did you see the finish button yet, or were there any other yellow boxes? Perfect. I just got it on my side. Perfect. And I know there's a continue button on your side, but you can actually just completely exit out of there. We actually don't need you to create an account, so you can just exit from there.
All right.
So everything looks perfect here. I see your signature. Beautiful. So at this point, you don't have to do anything. From now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be reaching out to you. They do want to have a 5-minute introductory phone call with you. And after that, they'll then take these consent forms and request for your medical records. So you don't have to do anything pretty much from this point. They will take over the case for you, okay?
Okay.
And in a second here, I am going to text you with my direct number. So in case you ever have questions or want any updates, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll get you any answers you're looking for, okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And that's pretty much it. I do appreciate your time today. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do look forward to getting you some justice here, okay, Sandrio?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of your weekend and holiday season, okay?
Do the same. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye.